I know a woman who's in her 70s who has worked for years as a rectory cook. This woman, Maria, is a fabulous cook. But this is not what I admire most about her. You see, Maria became a single mom when her children were very young. Her husband ran off with a younger woman, leaving his wife and offspring alone. Like so many single moms, Maria picked up the pieces of the family's shattered dreams and did her best to raise her children. Years later, in a strange twist of irony, her husband then contracted cancer, and his younger partner walked out on him. As the cancer grew worse, it became clear that the man was not going to live long. In an act of love, beyond all reasoning, Maria took this broken man back into her house and cared for him until his last breath. Now this is a true story of heroic love. It should be held up as a tangible sign of the graces which flow from the sacrament of marriage. Yet we must realize that this is a particular case. It is not always possible or prudent to welcome your civilly divorced spouse back into your home. In Maria's case, it was a loving thing to do. This woman took seriously her vows, even to the point of heroism. Jesus commands us in the gospel to love one another as I have loved you. God is love. He is the essence of all that is true, beautiful, and good. Jesus, who is the God-man, is the complete revelation of the divine in our world. Christ shows us what true heroic love is in his passion, death, and resurrection. When we study the life of Jesus and come to an intimate knowledge of him, we begin to understand agape love. This love is a self-sacrificing love, first showed to us by Christ. It's that love that is willing to suffer for the other, even when they do not deserve it. As we come to experience this heroic love more and more, we gain a model to follow in our own lives. Everyone, whether married, clergy, or religious, is called to love as God loves, and this is to become holy. The second reading explains this as beginning to truly know God. Know God fully. The example is placed before us in the life and passion of Christ. This is what we must do in our marriages and daily life. The sacrament of marriage is an invitation to self-sacrifice. It encourages us and teaches us, year after year, to lay down our lives for others. Maria, she chose to respond to the call to love radically. In a world of infidelity, she showed a reverence for her married vows. This was done in the most ironic and heroic way, by caring for the man who had abandoned her and the family. Most of us may not be called to such a visible, heroic act of love. However, we are called to love, to quietly love and to forgive our spouse and our family. This can reach self-sacrificing proportions in the ordinary daily living of our vows and our commitments. Marriage and all our commitments are meant to be a challenge to grow in holiness. Oftentimes, these obligations will take all that we have to offer. Giving totally as Jesus did on the cross, we find that we too rise again as better people. Our vocation prepares us to live the selfless union of heaven. It's the only way to get there. There we will experience the fidelity of God, who brings to completion his plan for communion, the marriage of all people in the Trinity for all eternity.